Okay, so we're on page 21, Siman Kuf Chav Tes, Sif Beis. So yesterday we discussed when we duchen and the reasons for them. So the Machaber says in Beis, Kon she'avar ve'ala l'duchen b'yom ha'kippur m'mincha. So he said, on Yom Kippur at Mincha, we don't duchen. Let's say a Kohen went up and went up to duchen on Yom Kippur at Mincha. Kivan she'adavar yadua she'ein sham shichur. So we said the reason why there are certain times when we don't duchen. It's based upon we're scared, or there's a gzeira. Chazal, we're scared. Maybe there's some reason that the kohen might be inebriated. So therefore, there's gzeira derabbanan. Those type of situations where it could possibly happen, usually in mincha times. So therefore, since they just ate lunch, they had a bin meal, so we don't duchen. So let's say an yom kippur mincha. So the reason doesn't apply. So we said we still don't duchen because of a regular day. That's the machaber yesterday. But kivan shadavar yadua she'ein sham shichrus, since everybody knows, hopefully nobody's going to be shikra on Yom Kippur. Harezen no says kapo. So even though he shouldn't have gone up to duchen, he could duchen anyways. Ve'morin also. So you'd say let's kick him out, right? Take him down. No, that we don't want to do. Mivneach shad shelo yomru puzzle who. We're scared that, no, maybe if we pull him down, people will misconstrue. They'll say, you know why they took him down? They took him down because he's not really a kosher kohen. So they pulled him off the duchen. So therefore, since there's one or two choices we have, either to let him duchen and we have a problem that we normally don't duchen a mincha because of shichrus, but that doesn't apply on Yom Kippur of all days of the year. So we go with that rather than people maybe speaking lashon hara, motzi shem ra about him. And the Rama says, "V'lochein omrim b'mincha b'yom kippur melokinu v'keoseinu." Avagav de'en roi l'nisias kapaim. Therefore, the Rama says the custom is we do say "Elokinu v'keoseinu," which we saw before. Is Ashkenazi mina of kuvchav ches? We saw on days when we don't, when we could duchen, should duchen, but don't, because the Ashkenazi mina that we only duchen on Yom Tovim. So since you could, as we saw from this halacha, even if the guy went up illegally and went up to duchen, we would let him duchen. So therefore, Yom Kippur, Mincha, would be a time when we could insert Elokeinu v'Elokeinu v'Elokeinu. Af al gav de'in roi l'nisias kapayim, even though we don't duchen at Mincha on Yom Kippur. Mikom kol oil v'im al yarad. Since as we just said, if he went up to duchen, we wouldn't pull him down. Mikri ksas roi. It's considered partially that's a time when we could duchen. And that's what we do. That's what we do. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings out an interesting case that what happens if there were a group of people who used to fast till chatzos, till midday. So they get together at mincha, like on Erev Rosh Hashanah, so they fast, let's say, half day. They get together at mincha. So then you would say that it's a fast day. So maybe, you know, since they could say, since if a guy went up, you could say the same, extended not only Yom Kippur, but any fast day. And say, well, maybe we'd say that not only Yom Kippur, but any fast day, even a fast day, like a half day fast day, and say that since if a kohen went up, since the whole reason of shikrus doesn't apply, we wouldn't pull him down. Therefore, we should say, okay, well, okay, well, so the Mishnah Berurah says no. That the chazan should not say, even according to this opinion, in that type of situation, they do not say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu v'Elokeinu. Okay, Kuf Lamed, very interesting halacha. So again, we're talking about duchening. So the Machaber says as follows: Mad dechazeh chalma, someone who had a dream, saw a dream. V'lo yada my chazah, you don't know what you dreamt. You don't know the interpretation. Now, this is a whole halacha in Shulchan Aruch by Hilchos Shabbos. But here's an extension of that. V'lo yadam achazi, he doesn't know what he saw. Nekum kame kahane b'shasha olam l'duchen. So that person should stand in front of the kohenim at the time when they duchen. V'nei mohachi, and it should say, and the person should say as follows. Ribono, you should be familiar with this. Ribbono shalom, ani shalcha v'cholamosai shalcha v'chulu. You know this because we say it in duchen. We say it while they're singing. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam. We say V'yachaven D'Lisayim Gam B'Hade Kahane Da'ani Tzibur Amen. You should try to time it that you finish the Ribbono Shel Olam at the same time when the Tzibur answers up. Now you have to listen to the Kohen's last, let's say the Lasser, Yishmerecha, Yichunecha, Shalom. You have to hear that word, but you should try to time it so that the Tzibur answers Amen to that word, last word in the stanza, at the same time you finish that tefillah. Vim lo, and if he can't, we'll see tomorrow in Mishnah Berurah what that means. Neima hachi, should say as follows: Adam Marmaram Shachem Marmaram Begvura Ata Shalom Shemcha Shalom Yirasan Shetasim Alayim Shalom. And should be familiar with that too, right? We say that after, don't we? So we'll see exactly what this is going on. So there's a few questions besides what kind of dream would you be worried about? What, that's Hilcha Shabbos, so that's a different area. But even without that, there's a few problems. One problem is, what do you do? What do Ashkenazim do? If you have a bad dream tonight, don't worry about it, because that's because we're learning about bad dreams. So don't worry about it. But it's going to be a while before we get a duchen. So what do you do if you're an Ashkenazi? That's one problem. We'll see. The Rama will discuss that problem. Also, we say this tefillah all the time when we duchen, right? When the Kohanim are singing. So the question is, it's the first day of Yontif, right? It's the first day of Yontif. And let's say, I don't know, you had a dream. So, okay? So you knock it off with saying this Ribbono Shel Olam. Second day of Yontif, they're duchening again. So now what happens? Or, even without this, let's say you didn't have a bad dream. You didn't remember. You don't have any bad dreams. Okay, so maybe you're worried that maybe you had a bad dream and you don't remember it. But let's say, like the case I was saying before. So it's the first day of Yontif. So they duchen, you listen to duchen, you said the Ribbono Shel Olam. Second day, duchening again. So hopefully, how paranoid can you get? So unless you had another bad dream, I don't know. But let's say, I would assume in a lot of cases, somebody took care of the bad dream on the first day of Yontif. So then what do you do the second day of Yontif? The Mechaber seems to be saying that someone who had a bad dream, so you say the Ribbono Shel Olam. How about if you didn't have any bad dream? Right? How about if you didn't have any dream? You don't remember nothing, So then what do you do? Okay, so this and a lot more. We'll Mirto Hashem discuss Blinetta tomorrow night. No, I'm not going to be here tomorrow night. Next time we get together, we'll discuss this Blinetta. Just going to have to hold on. Okay?